Welcome learners, and today in this program we are going to discuss senior secondary chemistry, and the topic is nomenclature and general principles. In this topic, the important concepts we have already discussed in our previous programs, further more important topics, and the basic thing I want to say that this topic further we are going to discuss is different types of organic reactions. And before this, we have discussed about the very fundamentals of breaking of bonds and IPS naming of different compounds, electromeric effects we have already discussed, and we will chemical reactions like substitution reaction, elimination reaction, addition, molecular rearrangements, and we will also discuss about the isomerism and its different type. So first of all, sir, we want to know that when you say different types of organic reactions, the first organic reactions generally show organic compounds, they are substitution reactions. So what is the substitution reaction?
Substitution reactions in organic chemistry, it involves the displacement of one atom or group in a molecule by another atom or the group. In aliphatic compounds, they undergo nucleophilic substitution reactions. For example, if you take a haloalkane, it can be converted into a variety of compounds by replacing the halogen atom, that is X, which is attached with the alkyl group, with different nucleophiles. We can give one example. RX, that is the haloalkane, when it is treated with the any nucleophile agent, then it forms R and U, where R represents the alkyl group and NU represents the nucleophilic group. And the X, that is the what you call the halogen atom, it is liberated. R is alkyl group and nucleophilic NU, that may be either OH or NH2 or CN or thiol group SH or 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 NHR. These are the different nucleophilic groups which can be attached with the haloalkane when the... So this is a substitution reactions in which haloalkane react with the nucleophile and forms a compound. There is yet another type of the substitution reaction which takes place generally in the aromatic compounds. In case of the aromatic compounds, an electrophilic agent,
electrophile, you can say,
it attacks the aromatic ring.
Because the aromatic ring
it is electron rich and it attacks at the hydrogen. Hydrogen is replaced by the you can take the
electrophile.
And the leaving group in these all cases is the hydrogen atom of the ring. So in benzene, suppose it reacts with the sulfuric acid and the nitric acid, it forms nitrobenzene, where the you can see it is a nitration of the NO2 group, which replaces one hydrogen atom from the benzene. So this is a substitution reaction.
So basically we can say that in the substitution reaction, the group or atoms are exchanged between the two reacting species. So the very very common example is, suppose you react ethyl chloride, suppose, with the aqueous KOH. The product will be ethyl alcohol and KCl.
That's right.
In this, this halogen group is replaced by OH hydroxyl group, and they replaces the and they form the KCl, potassium chloride is another product. So when in any reaction, when there is exchange of group of atom between the reactant and two different products are formed, they are known as substitution reactions. And there are lots of examples in your book given, and they show that there are a number of substitution reactions, and the two important types of substitution reaction, sir, as I mentioned you, that they are nucleophilic substitution reaction and another is electrophilic substitution reaction. The electrophilic substitution reaction is mostly shown by organic compounds. Basically, you can say the aromatic compounds, which has benzene nucleus. They show mostly electrophilic substitution reactions. And after that, there is another reaction that is known as addition reaction. So how this can be explained, sir?
Addition reactions. In these type of the reactions, as you know, that the unsaturated hydrocarbons, such as alkenes or alkynes, where they are double bonds or triple bonds, they are extremely very reactive towards a wide variety of agents. Now, you know that in double bond, there is a one sigma bond and one pi bond. In alkynes, there are three bonds. Out of three, there is a one sigma bond and two other are pi bonds. Pi bonds are weaker than the sigma bond. And it breaks easily. So, when this addition reaction takes place, you can take the case of the when the ethylene CH2CH2 it is treated with the solution of bromine, the color of bromine disappears. It means the bromine is attached or it is added and it forms by addition one compound, 1,2-dibromoethane.
Ethane is formed.
Which is colorless. So the color of the bromine, it disappears. It shows that the addition reaction has taken place. So when CH2CH2 reacts with the bromine, it forms CH2Br and CH2Br. Two bromine atoms, they are attached with the, you can say, carbon-carbon double bond and form the addition compounds. Because pi bond is weaker, it breaks easily, and the bromine, it is attached with the each carbon atoms. Similarly, we can take another example, hydrogen, halogen acids, chlorine, they add on to C double bond, which is in which one pi bond is a very weak. Another example is CH3CH2, propene. When it reacts with the hydrogen in the presence of the, you can see the nickel catalyst, nickel and platinum catalyst, it hydrogenation takes place and it forms CH3CH2CH2CH3. Alkane is formed. So when this alkene reacts with the hydrogen or hydrogen takes place in presence of a catalyst, then it, alkane is formed. So in this case, this multiple bond of alkene or alkyne is a region of a high electron density. Therefore, it is easily attacked by the electrophilic reagents. And when these are attacked by the electrophilic reagents, the most common example which I have told you, in alkynes also we can take the same. This, if you take the example of an alkyne, hydrogenation takes place in the presence of the nickel and platinum catalyst. First the propene is formed, then further hydrogenation takes place and the propane is formed. So in this way, the alkyne is converted into propane by adding two molecules of the hydrogen. In alkene, one molecule of hydrogen is placed. So these are the different examples of the addition reactions.
In addition reaction, dear learners, you can say that these type of chemical reactions in which unsaturated compounds or hydrocarbons, you can say alkenes and alkynes, are treated with other molecules. It can be chlorine or hydrogen or bromine. They just get added to the alkenes or alkynes at that pi bond and they form the single product. So the, any types of chemical reaction in which two reactants combine and form a single product, so you can say these are known as addition reaction. And for the addition reaction, the important criteria is that the reacting molecule, that hydrocarbon, must have at least one pi bond, because in the absence of pi bond, the addition reaction cannot take place. So when you give the examples of these addition reaction, your reactant molecules should be alkyne or alkene. They have pi bonds. And very beautiful examples, sir, I'll explain you. These are the most important examples you can explain the addition reactions. And besides these, what is the basic differences between these two reactions? Suppose substitution and addition. What is the basic difference?
Basic difference in this substitution reaction, in which the one molecule, it is replaced by the another one. But in this case, the alkyne or alkene, where the double bond is there or the triple bond is there, in which sigma bond is a weak bond, then there is an addition of the, you can say the one molecule of hydrogen or addition of HX at the two different, you can say the atoms of carbon, in between which there is a double bond or triple bond. So in this way, it is a, this we can differentiate between the substitution reaction and the addition reactions.
Or we can say the one basic difference between these two, that in the substitution, the products are basically two products will form, because we are exchanging the groups.
That's right.
But in the case of addition reaction, a single product is formed. because the two molecules are get added and they form the single product. There is no chance of one or more products. So in this way, you can say there is basic differences. And another example of these reactions are elimination reactions.
Elimination reactions, as you know, that the saturated compound, we get the saturated compound by the addition of, you can say, the in the reaction of an alkene or alkyne.
With the simple molecules.
Simple. The reverse reaction, that is the formation of alkene or alkyne from a saturated compound, can be carried out with the help of the elimination reactions.
Yeah.
So, in the case of elimination reaction, the reverse reaction, or you can see the formation of alkene or alkyne, is known as a elimination reaction, in which this reaction is carried out.
So, we can say this elimination reaction, a particular group is eliminated from the original compound by reacting with a particular reagent.
In the case of the addition reaction, the group, one molecule is attached with it. It is added into the molecule and forms a single product.
Just reverse of the addition reaction.
In this elimination reaction, the saturated compound is formed. Or from the unsaturated compound. So, in this case, elimination reaction, it is characterized by the removal of a small molecule from the adjacent carbon atom. And the formation of a double bond. For example, you can take the case of dehydration. Ethanol, you can take the case of ethanol. It is CH3, CH2OH. When it is treated with the sulfuric acid at the high temperature, it is heated at the about 403 degree K. Then hydrogen atom of the one carbon atom, OH of the another, water is removed and form ethene. So in this case, the
water is released.
Water is the release formed, and the ethene is formed, which is having the double bond, one such. And in this case, the OH, which is a functional group, it is at the carbon alpha, at alpha position.
Alpha position.
And another carbon is at the beta position. So, in this case, a functional group, which it attached to the alpha position, it combines with the another atom, which is attached to the beta position.
Beta position,
so, adjacent carbon atoms. So, in this way, the, you can say, the formation of another molecule, alpha position and beta position, इस पे जो हमारे हाइड्रोजन और ऑक्सीजन हाइड्रोक्सिल ग्रुप है वो रिएक्ट करेंगे और वो एल्कीन
इस तरह के जो भी एलिमिनेशन रिएक्शन होगा जिसको हम लोग डिहाइड्रेशन बोल रहे हैं डिहाइड्रेशन मींस लॉस ऑफ वाटर तो इस डिहाइड्रेशन रिएक्शंस में आप इस चीज को ध्यान रखें कि जिस कार्बन पे OH अटैच्ड है उसी कार्बन से हाइड्रोजन रिप्लेस नहीं होगा उसके सामने जो कार्बन होंगे उससे रिलीज होगा And they will ultimately form the alkene. Alkene ethene will form and the water is released. So we are saying about the dehydration reaction as the water is produced as the byproduct. So we are saying dehydration reaction.
So this is beta elimination. We can call, generally we call there are three types of elimination, alpha elimination, beta elimination, gamma elimination, which they will read, the students will read in higher classes.
Higher classes you will
but this beta elimination, we can give the another example also. Two groups are removed from the adjacent position as you have told just now. Two position groups are removed from the two adjacent position at alpha and beta.
Beta position, yeah.
Elimination, we can take another example, CH3, CH2, CH2, CH2Br.
Yeah.
So, Br alpha position par hai. और एक हाइड्रोजन जो से adjacent जो है beta position par hai, ये दोनों HBr बनाएंगे और ये एल्कोहलिक KOH ग्रुप की एल्कोहलिक KOH की प्रेजेंस में ये रिएक्शन होता है एंड दे फॉर्म ब्यूटीन CH3 CH2 CH डबल बॉन्ड CH2 ये इस तरह का है
तो दीज आर द एग्जांपल्स ऑफ एलिमिनेशन रिएक्शंस एंड एलिमिनेशन रिएक्शंस आर आल्सो फर्दर डिवाइडेड इनटू टू टाइप्स दैट इज वी हैव जस्ट डिस्कस अबाउट द डिहाइड्रेशन रिएक्शन अनदर इज डिहैलोजिनेशन And dehydrohalogenation. These are the two different types of elimination reaction also. Dehalogenation simply indicates that removal of halogen group from a alkene from compounds. So, sir, can you explain with these examples, so our learners are good, one example, dehalogenation, or we can give the simple example that the reaction of this alkali halide with the aqueous cavage. In this case, we are getting the alcohol and salts, another potassium bromide or whatever. For example, suppose we take the example of ethyl chloride, suppose this one, and it is treated with potassium hydroxide. Aqueous potassium hydroxide.
Mm.
The product we get that the ethyl alcohol plus these, if we are using halogen, it will give potassium chloride. In this case, halogen atom from the original ethyl chloride is replaced, and that's why it is known as dehalogenation reactions. And another reaction is dehydrogenation. That is both halogen as well as hydrogen.
This is another example of the beta elimination.
Yeah.
So in this case,
just you have explained about this.
Similar case, alpha or beta position, jahan par bhi carbon ki hongi, adjacent carbon atoms mein, ek se X aur dusre se H. It forms the HX. So we can take the example CH3. CH2X in alkali KOH,
in the presence of alkali
KOH, it forms alkene or ethene, you can say, and hydrogen combines with the X and form the HX. Since hydrogen atom is eliminated from the beta position of the carbon atom, isme jo hai jo abhi aapne bataya ki isme jo hydrogen hai wo beta position se eliminate hoga aur jo halogen hoga wo alpha position hoga. और ये कार्बन एटम जो कि नेक्स्ट टू दी कार्बन एटम है इसी से, तो ये एग्जांपल हमने डिहाइड्रोजनेशन का बताया, हमने अभी आपको एक डिहाइड्रेशन की एग्जांपल भी बताई, डिहैलोजनेशन का भी हम एक एग्जांपल आपको बताते हैं कि जो विसिनिल डाइहैलाइड्स हैं उनमें ये डिहैलोजनेशन का होता है. तो व्हाट आर द विसिनिल डिहैलाइड्स? डाइहैलाइड्स, डाइहैलाइड्स इन विच टू halogen atoms are attached to the two adjacent carbon atoms at the alpha and beta positions. So in this case, and they are treated with zinc dust or the zinc metal, they form the zinc bromide or zinc halide,
whatever the halogen
we take. So we can take, if for example, CH2Br and CH2Br, that is diethyl
dibromoethane.
When it is treated with the zinc dust, it forms CH2 ethylene and zinc bromide. So, ye jo divicinyl jo aapke ek halides hain, jinko hum vicinyl dihalides bolte hain, dihalide, inme jo hai ye dihalogen nation hota hai, aur isme example aap le sakte hain. Abhi humne 1,2 dibromopropane le sakte hain aap example. Wo zinc dust ke saath karenge to propane ban jayegi. CH2Br कर लेंगे, उसमें एथिलीन बन जाएगी. इन दिस वे वी कैन टेक द एग्जांपल्स.
सो यू हैव टू रिमेंबर द एलिमिनेशन रिएक्शन एंड व्हाट आर द डिफरेंट टाइप्स ऑफ एलिमिनेशन रिएक्शन. दीज आर द वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट, यू हैव टू रिमेंबर ऑल दीज टाइप ऑफ रिएक्शन विद द एग्जांपल्स, एंड दीज डेफिनेटली विल कन्वर्ट यू टू कैरी आउट द ऑर्गेनिक कन्वर्शन, दे विल हेल्प यू. एंड द नेक्स्ट टॉपिक वी आर गोइंग टू डिस्कस हियर द आइसोमरिज्म. सो sir, how our learners can define in the best way, what is isomerism?
Now, simple alkanes up to three carbon atoms, methane, ethane,
and propane.
These have up to three carbon atoms. They have only one possible structure. We cannot show these alkanes with two structures or three structures or four structures. But after this propane, when comes the case of the butane
onward,
there is two ways or two possible ways in which the carbon atoms are linked together. So in the case of methane, in the case of ethane, in the case of propane, we do not have any other
structure
except one. But in more than three, butane, propane, hexane, the carbon atoms are linked in different ways. So they may be linked to form a straight chain, they may be linked to form the branch chain. So in that way in this case, the molecular formula of the compound remains the same.
Same, yeah.
But their chemical properties and physical properties, they will change. They differ. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We can take the example, butane. So, butane ka jo boiling point hai, wo 268 K hai. Aur jo 2-methyl propane hai. जिसमें ये आइसोमर है इसका, इसका बॉइलिंग पॉइंट 261 है. सो देयर आर टू डिफरेंट टाइप्स ऑफ द ब्यूटेन. वन इज द ब्यूटेन, अनदर इज 2-methyl प्रोपेन. बट देयर मॉलिक्यूलर फॉर्मूला इज द सेम, बट देयर दे डिफर इन देयर स्ट्रक्चर्स, फिजिकल और केमिकल प्रॉपर्टीज. सो द कंपाउंड्स विच हैव द सेम मॉलिक्यूलर फॉर्मूला बट डिफर इन देयर स्ट्रक्चर्स, physical or chemical properties, they are called isomers. And this phenomenon is called the isomerism. So, isomerism, we can define in this way, that the compounds having the same molecular formula, but different properties, chemical, physical, and you can call it the structures, this is known the isomers. And phenomenon is known as the
And this phenomenon is known as isomerism. So, learners, we have to also remember the definition of isomerism, how we can we define the isomerism. And what are the different types of isomerism shown by the organic compounds? So we are now
Isomerisms are two types. One is the structural isomerism, another is the stereo isomerism. So let us discuss first the structural isomerism.
Yeah.
In structural isomerisms, compounds having the same molecular formula differ in their structure. Yeah. Differ in their carbon skeleton structure.
Yeah, you can say in this way.
You can say they have the different carbon skeleton.
Yeah.
So, when the compounds having the same molecular formula but different, you can say the structure, they are called the structural isomerism. And this phenomenon is called the structural isomerism. Now, this structural isomerism is further divided into four types. One is the chain isomerism, functional isomerism, position isomerism, and the metamerism. Now let us discuss one by one. First we can take the example of the chain isomerism. Now in the chain isomerism, the compounds, they differ in the chain of the carbon atoms. For example, normal butane and isobutane. Molecular formula is the same, C4H10. But the way in which this chain is represented by the compounds, it is different. Normal butane, CH3, CH2, CH2, CH3. In isobutane, one of the methyl group is attached to the one CH group. It is CH3, CH, CH3, CH3. So, butane and isobutane, they are the examples of the chain isomerism.
They have different chain structure.
They have different chain structure. You can consider the case of the pentane also. C5H12, it has three isomers. And three isomer means normal pentane, 2-methylbutane, which we call isopentane, and 2,2-dimethylpropane called the neopentane. So these are the three different structures, but the molecular formula is the same, C5H12. In similar is the case with the hexane, molecular formula C6H14, and it have 5-chain isomers. So where there is a different chain.
It means in the structural isomerism, we have to represent the different isomers. They have different chain structures. So learners, you can learn how to write the different structural isomers of any alkane which has carbon atoms 6, 7, 8 or 9. Just try to learn and write the structure of these structural isomers. And it is very interesting to do this exercise at your home. And just try to write the structure of C7 and C8 alkanes. And when you write this structure, just remember to count the number of carbon and hydrogen atom. If in all these structures, the carbon and hydrogen atom represented in the alkane, the parent alkane you can say, if all these are correct, your isomer is also correct. And sometimes what happens when you write two or three or five structures, any two structure will have the same orientation or same arrangement. So just also check out also this type of similarity when you write the structure. So this is the basic thing. You have to just do the practice and learn how to write the structural isomers and try to just write the structure at least C10. You just try how many isomers you can write and verify the standard we have given. And after that, the most important structural isomer is the functional isomerism. So we are going to discuss about the functional isomerism. So how functional isomers we can say and how we can define this?
In case of the functional isomerism, which is very important isomerism, the isomers, they differ in the type of the functional group.
Yeah.
For example, we can take the ethanol and ether. These are the two isomers having the same molecular formula, C2H6O. They belong to the two different classes. One is the ethanol, another is the ether. So there are the two different classes of organic compounds. So these two isomers, they correspond to the same molecular formula, ethanol C2H5OH, which is an alcohol, CH3OCH3, which is an ether, methoxy, methane, but the molecular formula is the same, but they have the different functional group. Another example, we can take the C3H6O2, molecular formula, but one is acid and another is a ester. Propanoic acid, CH3CH2COOH, it is a propanoic acid, and methyl ethanoate, CH3COOCH3, which is ester. Though the molecular formula is the same, but the functional group is different, and hence it belongs to a very important kind of isomerism, which is known as functional isomerism. Another example we can take also, glucose and fructose. Now, in glucose and fructose, the formula is C6H12O6, but they differ in their functional groups. Glucose, which we call known as a, you can call it as a dextrose or aldohexose, it is an aldehyde, which is dextrorotatory compound. Now, another is fructose, molecular formula is the same, C6H12O6, but it has a ketonic functional group. And it is a lavatory. Now, this, in the case of fructose, the ketonic functional group is attached at the carbon position 2. And formula becomes CH2OH, C double bond O, CHOH thrice, CH2OH. And here it is a, you can just, we have said that it is a ketonic group. In the case of glucose, there is a aldehyde group. We can call it a CH2OH, CHOH4, and CH.
So this is the very interesting examples of a functional isomerism. And functional isomerism, you can very simple way define the, those isomers which has the same molecular formula, but they differ in the functional group are known as functional isomer, and this phenomenon is known as functional isomerism. So you can just write the more and just think over the how different types of examples you can give in the, about the functional isomerism. And I always say you that when you write isomer, don't forget to match the formula of two isomers with the original formula you are writing. In the both the cases, the formula should not differ. The number of carbon atom, hydrogen atom and oxygen, whatever the atom is there, that should have the correct number of these elements in the compound, in the both, all the isomers, how many isomers is possible. So further, we are going to discuss about another isomer, that is, we have to discuss about the position isomer. We will also discuss about the position isomerism.
Now, in this case, positional isomerism, these isomers, they differ in the attachment of the functional group to the chain at different positions. Okay, isme jo different positions hai, chain hai, chain mein different position par functional group ka attachment
hoga.
To jahan par ye functional group ka different अटैचमेंट होता है पोजिशन डिफरेंट पोजिशन पर, तो इस तरह के पोजिशन को आइसोमरीज को हम पोजिशन आइसोमरीज बोलते हैं, और दीज कंपाउंड्स आर नोन एज द पोजिशन आइसोमर्स. वी कैन टेक एन एग्जाम्पल प्रोपेनॉल एंड प्रोपेनॉल प्रोपेन टू ऑल. नाउ इन केस यू कैन सी CH3, CH2, CH2OH. नाउ OH इज अटैच्ड, विच इज ए फंक्शनल ग्रुप विच इज अटैच्ड एट दी यू कैन सी दी
फर्स्ट कार्बन एटम
प्रोपेनॉल. नाउ अनदर इज CH3, CH3OH आइसोप्रोपेनॉल, इन विच दी OH ग्रुप इज अटैच्ड एट दी सेकेंड पोजिशन
C2.
So where there is a change in the position of the attachment of the functional group, we call it is a positional isomers. Another example you can take, one more example if you permit me. One chlorobutane in which CH3, CH2, CH2Cl.
Yeah.
Chlorine is attached to the number one of the carbon atom, which is C carbon atom, one chlorobutane. Another is the 2-chlorobutane. Now the chlorine which is attached to the number 1 chlorine carbon atom, now it is attached to the second carbon atom. CH3, CH2, CH, Cl, CH3. So 2. Here it is a difference in the attachment of the, you can say, the functional group to the different positions. This is known as the positional isomers.
And in the positional isomers, it is very simple to remember that the in all the isomers, the functional group is same. You have, don't have to change. You have to change only the position of the functional group. Yes, sir has explained you. So, just write two or three examples of pentane and hexane. One chlorohexane, one chloropentane. And just write the how many position isomers of these compounds can be possible. Just try to write down. Whenever you don't practice it, how to write it, it is very difficult to remember the isomers. And cramming is not the ultimate solution in the chemistry. You have to practice, you have to learn. And for any queries, we are with you. You can call me, you can send me email. For sending email, you can send email to us at aochem@niosac.in, and I will definitely answer your questions. So I'm just waiting for your question. So the fourth isomer we are going to discuss about, that is the metamerism. So
now metamerism, it is exhibited by those compounds in which the functional group comes in between the chain, between the carbon chain, and breaks the continuity of the chain. We can, this breaking occurs at different positions and different isomers are formed. For example, you can take the case of ether. One methoxy propane, CH3O, CH2, CH2, CH3. Now, the functional group of ether, it will remain in the same one, and becomes the ethoxyethane, CH3, CH2, O, CH3, CH2. You can say the molecular formula is the same.
Functional group is same.
Functional group is the same. But the continuity where it is to be in the chain, it is just a breaks and forms the different types of the ethers.
Or we can say in this way that in the metamerism, the alkyl group, two alkyl group basically present in the case of ether. If we change the nature of alkyl group in the both the isomers, they will produce the metamerism. The example sir is discussing about. In case of ether, in case of ketone also, you can change this in this way, metamerism can shown. You change the different alkyl groups, they will show the isomerism. So, in this type of isomerism is possible when a functional group is attached to two alkyl groups. It can be same or difference. So if there is a difference, the isomerism produced by an organic compound due to different nature of alkyl group attached across a functional group, they are known as metamerism. And this is the very important. Generally, learners do not write the correct answer when it is asked. So you have just remembered the basic fundamentals and try to just form different metamers of different functional compounds, as we have explained about the ether. I think in case of secondary amine also, there is two alkyl groups. So at that place also you can change the nature of alkyl group and they will produce the metamers. So these are the structural isomerism we have discussed about. And further, we are going to discuss about the stereoisomerism. Sir, I want to know that what is the meaning of a stereoisomerism? What stands for this?
Stereoisomerism, it is exhibited by those compounds mm-hmm. which have similar attachment of the atoms mm-hmm. but differ in their arrangement in space.
Yeah.
There are two different types of the, you mm-hmm. can say, the stereoisomerism.
Yeah.
One is a geometrical, another mm-hmm. is a optical.
Yeah.
In case of geometrical isomerism, mm-hmm. let us consider first the example and then we will define it.
Yeah.
Cis form and the trans form. Mm-hmm. We can cis isomer and the trans isomer. Cis isomer is the one having the identical groups mm-hmm. on one or the on the same side of the double bond. In the case of the trans isomers, the identical groups are on the opposite side mm-hmm. of the double bond. Mm-hmm. So we can case the case of cis-butene. Mm-hmm. In the case of the cis-butene, the two methyl groups, CH3 and CH3, mm-hmm. they are on the same side of the mm-hmm. double bond.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
CH3, CH. So dono jo methyl group hai, wo hamara jo double bond C, mm-hmm. double bond hai, mm-hmm. iske ek hi side par hai. Mm-hmm. तो जहां पर उस तरह की मॉलिक्यूलर फॉर्मूला इनका सेम है लेकिन ये जो मिथाइल ग्रुप है जो आइडेंटिकल ग्रुप्स हैं अगर सेम साइड पर होते हैं दैट इज नोन एज ए सिस आइसोमर्स. दूसरा केस है ट्रांसब्यूटीन का इन विच दी सीएच थ्री जो सिमिलर ग्रुप्स हैं आइडेंटिकल ग्रुप्स हैं दे आर ऑन दी
Diagonally opposite side.
So we can call it is a trans isomers. So these are the two geometrical isomers, or you can say the stereoisomers. They differ in their geometries of the groups around the double bond.
Yeah.
जो double bond है उसके different इनकी जो geometries है groups की वो differ करती है. Another example of the cis and trans form, you can take the 2-butanoic acid. So in case of the 2-butanoic acid, the two groups CH3 and COH, they are on one side of the double bond.
Yeah.
It is a cis butanoic acid. If they are on the opposite side, diagonally, they are the trans butanoic acid. So where the two groups identical groups are on the same side of the double bond, they call the cis, and if they are on the opposite side, in diagonally, they call the trans. So these are the two different isomers in the geometry.
We also call it cis-trans isomerism, or this is the part of geometrical isomerism. In this cis-trans isomerism, we have to basically remember that the compound is alkane. You can say that this was alkene, and the carbon-carbon double bond must be. There are other isomers also, they have carbon-carbon single bond, and they also show cyclic compounds, they also show cis-trans, but you will learn in your higher study, in higher classes you will learn. In this label, you have to discuss the cis-trans isomerism by taking example of an alkene. The very beautiful example, sir, has explained you that you take the very simple example, 2-butene. When you write the structure, it will come CH3, C, CH, and then carbon-carbon double bond, and then again CH3, CH. When these two methyl groups or these two hydrogens are on the same side, either horizontal side or vertical side, if both these groups are in the same side or same plane, they are known as cis form. If these two groups, either hydrogen or methyl group, are diagonally opposite written, it is known as transform. On the basis of the presence of similar group on the same side or diagonally opposite side, they are classified into the cis-trans isomers. And they are shown by the alkenes. And remember, sometimes question is asked, You have to write two or three examples of alkenes are given, and you have to say the which alkene will show cis-trans isomerism. Suppose I am giving two examples. You just write the structure CH3C double bond and then carbon and then C single hydrogen and then CH hydrogen. And in the another structure, you have to write 2-butene structure CH3C CH bond, double bond, and then again C, CH3 and CH. In these two alkenes, both are alkenes, and you have to justify which will show the cis-trans isomerism. Remember, the most important criteria to decide which compound will show cis-trans isomerism, just check out that in which structure carbon is bonded to two similar atom. In the first case, CH, CH two bonds are present, which is similar in nature. So this type of alkenes will never show cis-trans isomerism. For cis-trans isomerism, the two criteria you have to follow. The first, there must be carbon-carbon double bond. And the second criteria is that every carbon atom must be bonded with different groups. Otherwise, they will not show cis-trans isomerism. So when you write the any example, remember, the carbon should be bonded with different atoms. And the carbon-carbon must have double bond, then they can show the cis-trans isomerism. And there is another stereoisomerism, which is known as optical isomerism. So we are going to discuss about the optical isomerism. So in this isomerism, sir, what is the meaning of this optical? Why we have used the term optical?
The optical isomerism, in this case, the optical isomerism is generally shown by the compounds.
Yeah.
Having at least one carbon atom joined to four different atoms or groups.
Yeah.
If a carbon atom is not attached to four different atoms or the groups, that compound cannot show the optical isomerism.
Yeah.
So it is must for that that the optical isomerism will be shown only by those compounds which have at least one carbon atom attached to four different atoms or groups. And such a carbon atom is called the asymmetric carbon
asymmetric
atom.
Carbon
or we can call it as a chiral carbon atom.
Yeah.
And those which are not chiral, which are symmetric, which are not asymmetric, they do not have four different groups. And they are known as the achiral. You can say the... So a chiral compound can have two different arrangement of the groups attached to the chiral carbon, which we will show in this example. A chiral compound can have two different arrangements of the groups attached to the chiral carbon. Now in this case, we take the example of 1,2 dihydroxypropane. Now, in which the carbon atom is attached to the four different, you can say, the groups or the atoms. Now, this carbon is attached to CH3. This is attached to the hydrogen. This is attached to OH. And this is attached to CH2OH. The student should see it on page 140 in the book. And in which this, you can say, the structure has been shown. And the OH group, which is attached to the carbon, it is shown with the help of a wedge sign. You can say the somewhat thick sign. It shows that the direction of the bond is towards the weaver, towards the learner. And the dotted line, which is shows the linkage between the carbon and the CH2OH
that
group.
That is below the
that
plane.
That is below it is plane. Backward direction of the bonds.
Yeah, or you can say away from the
away line. From the weaver.
Yeah.
So this is very important because we cannot show it, but you can see on page 140 of the book.
This is structure, wedge and dash formula. This one.
You can see. Now this structure is non-superimposable as a mirror image. If you can see the mirror, and this is, you can see on the other side, this structure is not superimposable to each other.
That means all the groups are not just fitting on the structure.
On the other structure.
Yeah.
just like your hand. If your hand, all the
mirror image of your mirror image. You have to take the mirror image.
If we see that two hands, they look like similar. But when we take the mirror image, and or we can put one hand on another, it is not supreme visual.
That means they do not fit exactly on each other.
They do not fit exactly. But in our real life, there are so many objects which are similar to fit on. Now you can say the sphere. It has the same image in the mirror. So this is the, you can say the, if the resulting isomers are not superimposable to each other, or it has, you can call it a non-superimposable mirror image to each other, these are called enantiomers. They are called enantiomers. So thus the enantiomers, they differ in three-dimensional arrangement of the
orientation. They have different orientation.
So it has a three-dimensional, you can see the arrangement of the atoms or the groups, and they differ on this. The structure is the same, the structure is the same, but they differ on this one. Another case, you can take the case of lactic acid.
Lactic acid is the most important compound.
The enantiomers of lactic acid, this is also non-superimposable. Has the mirror image. In the lactic acid, there are the four groups, which different four groups. One is the CH3, another H, another OH, another COH. So to the carbon atom, these are four different. So it is also non-superimposable. So the optical isomers have identical physical properties, except the optical activity. Now, what is the optical activity? Now, they rotate the plane of the polarized light in the opposite directions. The plane polarized light is defined as the light that vibrates only in one plane.
Single plane.
In single plane. So, the rotation of the plane polarized light is called the optical activity. The rotation of the plane polarized light
in a, you can say that a
different
direction.
When the different direction. You can see when the light is passed through the Nicol prism. When the ordinary light is passed through the Nicol prism, so the compounds which rotate the plane of the polarized light, they are the optical isomers. Or when it is passed through the solution. So such compounds which are capable to rotate
plane
polarized light, they are called the optical isomers. And this phenomenon is called the optical activity. Or now these substances, they can rotate the plane of polarized light to either direction, either to the left or to the right. So the substances that can rotate the plane of the polarized light towards the right, towards the clockwise direction, they are called the dextrorotatory compounds
or isomer, we can say.
Now, these dextro, you can call these dextrorotatory compounds, they are denoted by putting word D, alphabet D, or
positive
have a positive sign before the compound. Now, the compounds which can rotate the plane of the polarized light towards the anti-direction,
anti-clockwise,
or in the left, they call the leorotatory. And this is denoted by placing the word L or negative sign before the compound. So these are the different, you can say, the optical active compounds, dextrorotatory and or the leorotatory, which can be, you can say, the rotate the plane of the polarized light toward the right.
And this can be decided on the basis of experimentation. Theoretically, we cannot say which one is
it is dextro through the polarimeter.
Polarimeter we can use. It. And there is another isomer, when we discuss about the optical isomerism, there is a racemic mixture, we say. What is the racemic mixture? How we can say that?
A mixture containing the equal amounts of the dextro and the levo
rotatory
isomers or dextro or levo enantiomers, optical isomers, is called the racemic mixture. This solution will have the zero optical rotation. ये जो mixture जो racemic mixture है, इसका जो optical rotation है वो zero. क्यों? इसमें 50-50% दोनों का है. दोनों का जो part है वो dextro का भी और levo का भी 50-50.
That means rotation plus and minus an equal rotation.
The solution which has the 50%, or you can say the equivalent amounts of the dextrose and levo. So that is called
unka
the
rotation equal and opposite.
Opposite. So rotation caused by one optical isomer by the, or it is neutralized by the another. So the rotation due to one isomer will be cancelled by the rotation
another isomer.
So this called the you can call it is a racemic mixture. We can call it is also racemic modification. So these are the racemic mixture. These are very important in the optical isomer. The racemic mixture, racemization, or you can call it is a dextrose, which you will read further in the stereoisomer in the higher classes.
So this racemic mixture is you can say this optically inactive due to equal and opposite rotation of plane polarized light. So let us say this optical isomerism is the most important part. And in this optical isomerism, I just want to say, you just note down and the important criteria how we can decide the particular compound is optically active or optically inactive. The first criteria for optical isomerism is that compound must have at least one chiral carbon atom. That is, that one carbon atom bonded with four different groups. The first criteria. Second, the you can say this mirror image of the compound should not be superimposable on each other. This is the second criteria. And you can write the mirror image of a particular compound. You just write a structure, or suppose lactic acid, you just write the structure and put a mirror on side of this compound, and you will see the, what is the structure of this compound in the mirror, and you just write down, put down the structure and match these to a structure. You will find that there are certain groups which is written on the right side in the mirror image, it is on the left side. So there is difference in orientation, and when this will happen, there is no case that the, these two mirror images are superimposable on each other. Third criteria is those optical or those compounds, you can say organic compounds, which do not have a plane of symmetry. If a compound has plane of symmetry, it can never show optical isomerism. So these are the three important criteria. First, the compound must have at least one chiral carbon atom. Second, the mirror image of the compound must should not be superimposable. And third, these compounds do not have any plane of symmetry. So these are the three criteria you have to justify which compound will show optical activity or not. Suppose I am giving an example. You just see, write the structure. One chlorobutane. And justified that this compound has any chiral carbon atom or not. One chlorobutane, when you write CH3, CH2, C, one chlorine atom, then next on the downward side you will write the hydrogen and then CH3. Now see the carbon at which chlorine is bonded. You will see one atom is carbon, star mark is carbon ko aap star mark kar dein aur check karein. Is carbon pe chlorine hai. दूसरा उसके जस्ट नीचे हाइड्रोजन है, तीसरा मिथाइल है, चौथा इथाइल है. तो आप देखेंगे इसमें एक कार्बन ऐसा है जो कि कीरल है, हमारा क्राइटेरिया मैच हो रहा है, और वी कैन से दैट दिस कंपाउंड विल शो ऑप्टिकल एक्टिविटी. और एक है, आप इसमें चेक करें प्लेन ऑफ सिमेट्री. प्लेन ऑफ सिमेट्री क्या होता है? कोई भी ऐसा प्लेन, हॉरिजॉन्टल प्लेन या वर्टिकल प्लेन, जो किसी कंपाउंड को दो इक्वल पार्ट में डिवाइड कर दे. तो यू जस्ट ट्राई टू फाइंड आउट. It should not be diagonally. Sometimes students generally mistakes. They put a diagonal plane and say this is the, it has plane of symmetry. So this compound will not have any plane of symmetry, either the vertical side or vertical plane or horizontal plane. They have always different groups. Third, when you write the structure of this compound and write its mirror image, you will see that the two mirror images are not superimposable. So you can say 2-chlorobutane will show optical activity. Optical activity means these, their isomers will show different optical rotation of the plane polarized light. One will show rotation towards the right side, clockwise direction, or Yeah, another will show the in the anticlockwise direction. It can be dextro or levo. These are two isomers. And another term we will say that optically active compound. Aap kisko bolenge? How we can say it? Which compound is optically active? Those compounds which can rotate plane polarized light are known as optically active. I mean, they will show optical isomerism. Dextro levo. Aapne abhi just suna isko. और एसमिक मिक्सर वो मिक्सर है जिसमें दो ऑप्टिकली एक्टिव कंपाउंड होंगे लेकिन उनका आइसोमर्स का जो परसेंटेज होगा 50-50% होगा, इसलिए उनका रोटेशन इक्वल एंड अपोजिट होगा. और अल्टीमेटली वी से दैट द एसमिक मिक्सर ऑफ ए पर्टिकुलर ऑप्टिकली एक्टिव कंपाउंड डू नॉट सो ऑप्टिकल एक्टिविटी, दे आर ऑप्टिकली इनएक्टिव कंपाउंड्स. एंड वन इम्पॉर्टेंट point I just want to share in this topic. There are meso compounds are also, it can be mentioned in our book. You can see these meso compounds have chiral carbon atom, but due to presence of plane of symmetry, they becomes optically inactive. These type of compounds are known as meso compounds. You can, the example is 1,2-dihydroxybutane. And when you write the structure, you will find there is a plane of symmetry. So due to presence of this plane of symmetry, although it has chiral carbon atom, but it do not show optical activity. So dear learners, these are the important points we have discussed today. And we are still waiting for your call and your emails. And today we have discussed about the different types of reactions and different types of isomerism. So keep on watching our programs and thank you for listening.